Good evening. I definitely feel very privileged to speak to a Choshev audience who come out and spend the night for the purpose of chesed, special chesed to the unknown, hopefully. Have a feeling that you should have to feel that chesed for yourself. Every time when Jewish people are getting together to show emotional and financial support for people who are being given by Hashem test, nisyonos achayim, nisyonos of life, health problems in today's difficult age, we're interested in Mashiach, which is actually one of the prime nisyonos. In Mishkatos, the Tzaron Shal Yisrael, where we participate and we are sensitive about the needs and the pain of our fellow Jew. With that, we are Mishkatos, the Tzaron Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we continue and join in the pain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which holds the Rosham Lo Yitzar. Every Jewish Tzar, every Israel Tzar, every pain which a Jew goes through, Hashem says, "V'chol sorosam loy tzar." It's a tzar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzar Hashchina. The soul of Yisrael b'tzar, says the Gemara, when a Jew is in pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Kol ani miroshi, kol ani mizroi," I'm embarrassed from my head to my toe, because Hashem really could help. Hashem is the one who's doing it. And embarrassment is Hashem's embarrassment. And when we feel the tzar of a Jew, and as the Bosnian Rebbe mentioned before, the Haftar Yahweh Kamoich is really feeling the Tzar of Hashem, because it's said, Chelek Hashem Amoch. The title for tonight's lecture was given, Facing the Challenges of Our Days. We have to be aware, L'doyim L'doyim L'shavach Masecho. Every generation has a special time, special assignment, special challenges which only that generation could produce. Whatever our generation is producing this day was never produced before. We live on the production of the previous generations and we are very rich. We are 3,300 years behind us, but they also live and also wait for our production, which we have to produce today in our generation. And one of our problems is that we are belittling our mission. We are not aware to what extent Hashem really loves us. He cares for us. And is involved in our lives no less as he was involved all the previous greatest ancestors, greater generation. Their nisyonos was their nisyonos and our nisyonos is our nisyonos. And Chazal tell us, Eizu Chocham Hamakeles Mekoymoi. Who is a smart person? Who takes advantage of life? Who develops life? Who is fully accomplishing life? Hamakeles Mekoymoi, the one who recognizes his location, his position, her situation, her private situation, and serve Hashem in your personal situation. I can't help it, I must share it with you. It just happened only a few hours ago. I'm a city in Yerushalayim. My home address, my post office box is in Monsey, New York. I'm traveling around the world, but today you have a cellular phone, you just can't run away from yourself. And Torah and Chesed runs after you. And get a call from you to the United States. Look what the world is, how small the world is, how productive the world is. I got a call from the United States, from Brooklyn, and I've been told as follows. There's a woman from Eretz Yisrael laying in St. Louis in a hospital waiting desperately for a long transplant. She's in ICU. She's very, very depressed. We never know when the moment may come that the lung is available. And she waits and waits a long time. And she's very, very depressed and they don't know what time to cheer up. So they call me. She says, what can I do? She says, maybe you could call her up.
I'm sitting in a shalad, call up a Jew, a woman from Israel, in St. Louis, Missouri, and says, can you communicate with this? Yes. She listens well, she could speak back to a machine, I did her back. Fine, I called her up. Now I must tell the truth. I was nervous. What can you tell to this woman? How can you cheer her up? A mother of children, she has to marry children, and she's waiting for a lung transplant. She's waiting for a lung, just like we wait for Mashiach, it's a matter of life or death. And then I started talking to her, and I said almost what I'm saying here. And I told her, my dear lady, I spoke in Hebrew with her, do you know that you're not wasting time? Do you know you're just as productive as anyone else? Do you know you are on a mission like I'm on a mission? And every individual single Jew has her and mission in this world. A healthy person has a mission as a healthy person. A sick person has a mission as a sick person. A mother with children has a mission as a mother. A childless mother has a mission as being a childless mother. We are all children of Hashem. Hashem custom designs our personal life, which only He knows how we complement and contribute to this great, beautiful project which is called Am Yisrael, the Jewish Nation. And it says, don't consider yourself that you're wasting time, you're unproductive, because that is usually a cause of depression. A woman who wants to feel, I'm somebody, I'm a mother, I want to accomplish things, and feels laying in a hospital totally helpless, depending on people. Of course it's depressive. But it's only depressive because we think that we're not accomplishing anything. And I told her, do you know, you laying where you lay and accepting your role as a shliach of Hashem, tzadik ba'amunoso yichya, you're producing life, you're producing amunah, you're producing faith, you're mekabel yisurim ba'ahavo, you know that maybe thousands of productive, fire, life, vibrant, bubbling Jews cannot collect so much amunah, so much trust and reliance on Hashem, then you're accepting while sitting, laying in bed, just thinking with Hashem, Hashem, I trust you, I know what you're doing, and I'm accepting so. And I went on speaking for 10 minutes when the sister was standing next to us, and then she spoke to me, she said, you know, the first time in a week she put a big smile on her face. I couldn't believe. How did you make her smile? She got back her value. She knows she's accomplishing something. Enough something. Now the Vilna Gaon says, in the sentence of the Bala Tanya, and I will quote the Tanya in his words. It doesn't say it in Tanya, it says in a different place. The Vilna Gaon says the same thing. No Torah mitzvah could bring a person so dovuk by Hashem, so close to Hashem, than Kabbalah, Yisurim, Bahava, than accepting your role, your pain, with love. Look at the Bala Tanya. At the Chaim, look at Pshat. Something which we, it's not the ordinary Pshat. I'm Ponim L'Toyra. Hashem speaks to us, at the Chaim, at the Mavis, Nesati, Lefanecho Hayol. Life and death I put in front of you today. And Hashem begs, please, Bochav, Bochav, choose life. The Masich and all you should live. What does that mean? That Hashem is Father. There's two ways how you accomplish your mission. There's a life way, a bubbling way, a joyful way, a happy way, a healthy way. There's the other way, a samovit, in a hard way, difficult way, you shouldn't dig away. Both ways, you connect to Hashem. As the kind of samovit, if this is a life of life, or this is a life of death, it doesn't pay to live. The Satya of Fanecho, I place in front of you. I'm choosing which path you're going to grow. But you, man, says the Bala Tanya, I'm asking you, Ubachar to Bachan, choose life. Try to be a happy person. Do be mishtaro to be a happy person. Don't look for Yisurim. Watch on your health. Eat well. Dress well. Try to make a living well. Be a normal person.
The Rambam says a person should try to always be noble, don't go to any extremes. Hashem wants holy people. People, Amshe Kodesh Tiyali. However, Hashem says, as a chayim is some of it, which way you going to connect to me, to life or to death, to difficulties or to pleasure, the satir of nechah that I'm placing in front of you? You, I want you, ubachat tochan, choose life. Don't ask for your surim. Try to be healthy. Do everything to maintain yourself. However, if I don't give it to you, and it go against you, be appreciated. Ashrei hagever, fortune, that's what Valentine says. Ashrei hagever, fortune is the person. Ashrei hasrenu ko, and Hashem is imposing pain. You didn't take the pain on yourself. You tried to be healthy. You tried to do everything normal. But Hashem gave it to you. They said, Hashem, thank you. You gave me a gift. And it says, continues. 50 years of learning Torah in Mitzvah Lishma does not bring a person to such a closeness to Hashem, such attachment to Hashem, as to be mekabel yisurim behavah, to accept your pain, which you don't want, with love, because you know it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know Hashem loves you, and therefore you're accepting it. We, our generation today, it may sound strange, but is the most fortunate, rich generation where we having the opportunity to express our personal relationship with Hashem. I'm emphasizing our individual personal relationship with Hashem. And let me clarify. Jewish people have three titles. The three titles was given by Hashem, but choice was given to you. How do you accept yourself? The basic title, it's not your choice. Ami Atah, you my nation, if you like it or not. You were born by a Jewish mother, you're stuck. You are a Jew boy, you're going to be hated, you're going to be prosecuted, if you like it or not. You're always going to be reminded you're Jewish. When it comes to the Yude, the yellow star, which the Nazis put it on the assimilated Jew, or would it come with the Kachol Levan, the Gel Yom Ha'atzmaut with Patish, and as a spiritual assimilated Jew, you're still Jewish, you're still being hated. Doesn't matter who reminds you, from which secular term it comes, you can't escape your Jewishness. You are a Jew, you're going to be a Jew. What is the highest step? Boni matam l'shem alakechem. You're my children, you're my family. All the fellow Jews have brothers and sisters. As a slave, you're stuck keeping Torah mitzvahs, you must. If not, I'm going to send you home, and I'm going to send you a Hitler, I'm going to send you an Arafat, and he's going to remind you that you're Jewish. But to be appreciated that I'm a child of Hashem, that's your choice to discover. When that is an elevation, a promotion, that you promote yourself, as the second phase, the second promotion, when you choose yourself to accept and believe that Hashem speaks about you. Then comes a higher title, and to that, this is this generation that we are living, and I would dare to say, I have seen it nowhere, but this is our medicine of our generation. You have to pick and choose the highest title in order to survive in our desperate challenges, which we individually go through in a Klal Yisrael, in the Haredi world, all around the world. We have to know. We are being challenged and asked by doctors. Is it a slum catering in Manhattan or in England? What's the matter with you religious Jews? You have a much higher proportion of cancers and diseases and Down syndrome children out of any proportion of the rest of the world. What's the matter with you religious Jews? Well, I can't answer him, but Lotzato says, Tzadik v'ralo, that because he's a tzadik, and Hashem gives him the ra, because has the privilege to prove Yisurim Shorahav, as mentioned before. That's a privilege. Ashrei Agevi Asher Tiyatzrenu Ko, fortunate is the man which Hashem trusts him. I could torture you and test you, trust and believe in me. That's the God doesn't understand, because many Jews doesn't understand it and don't accept it. And I can't tell him, but the Lutzaku says that the closer we come to Mashiach, the more intensified will become the time of Tzadik Veralu, that righteous people will suffer. And it's going to be a very individualistic suffering. It's not going to be collective suffering. I went through the Holocaust, it was a collective suffering. No one was capable of crying because of my Zaydi, of my mother, of my brothers, because everyone has a Zaydi, a mother, and a father, and a child, and a sister, and a brother which perished. There was no point, nobody could cry along with you. We cried together. We went through for 2,000 years. Am Yisrael was always challenged. In collectiveness, there was a Spanish Inquisition, Chmelnytsky, pogroms, expulsions, Holocaust, Siberia, keeping Shabbos, you being sent off Siberia, making a bris milah. We were affected by malchias, by isms, by kingships, Bovel, Moda, Yovan, Edom. You were never challenged individually as a single person. You were always a part of a nation, or of children, of family. Do we realize today there's no malchias challenging Klal Yisrael? Do we realize today there's no isms fighting us? All isms have bankrupted. There's no socialism, there's no communism, there's no even Zionism. Nobody's fighting you. You could open up Kollelim in any place of the world, in the Red Square, in Times Square, in Dizengoff, nobody could say a boo. You could go on the internet and make fun of Yoshka and make a nothing out of him, and you will get even a prize for that. Not too long ago, if you went on the street next to a church and you didn't not look respectfully, they killed you alive. You buried Yoshka. Today, who cares about Yoshka? There's no isms anymore. Does anyone attacking the Shem as a collective force? There's no such a thing. You could represent the Shem, you could represent Torah. We have the privilege to travel around the world, literally around the world, and represent Torah, and everyone respects you for that. Happen to be, well, you name it. Is it in Thailand? Is it in Hong Kong? Is it in Alaska? Is it South America? South Africa? No problem. What is our problem? The third title. B'ni b'chori Yisrael. The highest title. You're not a slave of Hashem, a part of a nation. You're not a child of Hashem, a part of a family. You're the b'chor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're the firstborn of Hashem. Hashem says to Moshe, go to Paro and tell Paro, do you know who you have? You possess and you have B'ni B'chori Yisrael, my child, the firstborn, a single child. Every single Jew is Avraham Avinu himself, is Soleimani himself, is Adam Harishon himself, is Mashiach himself. That's the highest title. And Mashiach will not come. I say it with the utmost certainty. Our preparation is, imagine, a father went away, a mother went away from the children because the children embarrassed them, they threw him out of his house and went into exile. A mother says, I'm never going to come back until I'm being accepted by all my children. And finally, we do tshuva and he says, Daddy, come back. We want you. We want to reunite. Does everyone want me? Will everyone express my relationship? Mashiach will come, and every single individual Jew wants Mashiach for the right reason. Not we want Mashiach, I want Mashiach. An imam in the Munna Shalem of the Bias HaMashiach. I believe in Bias HaMashiach. But after Pishis Mamea, and also he's delaying, Achakela, I am waiting for him. We don't say, Nechakela, let's we wait. I'm not a part of we anymore. I don't suffer as a we. In the Holocaust I was a we. Today I suffer my own personal suffering. Nobody understands my personal pain. Every individual has a very custom designed personal pain. Every individual has a very custom designed history. Hashem is involved in every individual's life. If you look at it as a movie and trying to get the thing, what does Hashem want? One is not like the other. Hashem wants our personal attention, our personal connection, our individual connection, our individual relationship. That's what Hashem wants from us. B'ni, you are my child, not my children. There's a pasuk, Bonim atam Hashem Elokecha. In the Holocaust, we were persecuted as bonim, as children. Today, Hashem is challenging us as my only one child, my firstborn child. So that's a very individualistic test. And Hashem wants us to respond as an individualistic child. Hashem wants my individualistic relationship with Him. He wants my response to Him. Don't shy away. Don't commingle with groups. Express yourself to Hashem. Hashem wants your personal attention. Let me share with you something which is deep, and I'm not going to elaborate in detail, as you will understand why, but it's halacha, it's beautiful, it's Torah. We know that our relationship with Hashem is compared to a husband and wife relationship. It's a marriage. We say it as a chuppah, HaMekadosh Amo Yisrael as a chuppah v'kiddushin kodosh baruch hu, sanctified us, unified us with the chuppah with the kiddushin. The very special, unique specialty in a connection of a husband and wife, over and above a connection of a father and a child, parents and children. Parents and children, definitely they're connected, but it's not a choice of both. It's a one-sided connection. Our parents have not asked us, do you want to become my child? They just, matter of fact, many children are very angry at their parents. Why did you brought me into this miserable world? It's a one-sided connection. A marriage is a two-sided connection. We have to choose each other, we have to like each other, we have to want each other, we have to desire each other. And when this is a connection, it's a connection of both. You feel that you're a partner in the connection, that you develop that connection. It's true that Hashem promised Avraham Avinu, you are my children. And by, if you like it or not, I'm going to make you my child. And if you don't believe in my child, I'm going to give a special attention to you that you have no choice, that yes, Hashem is by your hospital bed. And I always say Hashem is bringing us down on our knees, that you have only one of the two alternatives, either you shape up, either you crack up. There's no in-between. We're living in a challenging world that you just can't survive anymore in escape. Either you lose, get lost, either you find everything. And I have the privilege to meet those people who were just recently totally at loss, and in no time totally reconnected to Kodesh Boker's full commitment. We recognize the fact that you can't be a mediocre Jew anymore. You can't be so-called the modern Orthodox hanging and hang out. You have to find Hashem, you have to have a very personal relation with Hashem. As children in a father, you could be a very nice child, you could be a very rebellious child, and you could be okay. But as long as we were children. But in a marriage, Shalom Bayis, it's either Shalom Bayis, it is a disaster. And when Hashem gave us the other title, after when we were born into Judaism, He took us out of Mitzrayim, Ami, He gave us the basic ground foundation, you're my nation. And then I'm giving you a promotion that you could become my child, a family. The highest promotion is B'nei B'chori, you are my only partner and nobody else. Nobody competes with you. Don't be jealous at anyone. It's me and you and me only. The fact we have many other ones, have another relation with other ones, but never infringing your personal life. Lo Sachmot. When Hashem spoke to us in Sinai, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, which we're looking forward in 4 weeks to hear from Hashem, I am Hashem Yoga, Elokecha, not Elokechem. There's a passage in Oishi Hashem Elokechem, Asher Etzisi Etzchem, Eretz Mitzrayim plural, Boni Matam Hashem Elokechem. Yes, we are a family. If your Hashem is challenging a family, you go through Holocaust. But there's a higher level. There is Oishi Hashem Elokecho, I'm your single God. It's you and me. The whole world has been created for you. The whole world, the whole meaning of the world is with you. And Hashem speaks 10 commandments to me and me only. And then Hashem puts in a test. Did you get the message? That you're my only child? How do you prove it? That you are my only child? You never are jealous at anyone. Nobody competes with you. But how does it work? Isn't it a contradiction? So let me give you a very beautiful halakhic definition of marriage. I'm not trying to learn Gemara, but I will put out a simple open halakha. In the old good days, when a man could marry more than one wife, because men know how to behave, before the Chevra Beni Gershon, so there were men who had money, who wanted to a lot of chesed, who wanted to have a lot of children. They know how to please everyone, to make every wife feel good that she's the only wife, also she may have other five wives. And he wanted to marry five women. It's actually a Loshna for Mishnah. Yochol Odam Bekadesh Chomish Noshim or more. You could marry 10 women at once. At once. And how would it look? And I'm not trying to make fun, but you know, let's say he's a man who's stingy. He doesn't want to spend 10 weddings and 10 shatchonim and 10 tzedek kedushas and 10 batchonim and 10 wedding halls, but he still wants to have his 10 wives. He could literally take his 10 kallahs, bring them to one chuppah, and he's bringing two edim, only two witnesses, and one rabbi officiates the wedding, makes the tzedek kedushin, and takes the ring which is an afshah of the fruit of every one of them. Let me use it, the lotion of the Mishnah of the Aloha. Yochol Odom Mekadesh Kama Noshim Bebas Achas Bilvav Shinyi Nekol Echad Ve'echad Shove Pruta Ve'achas Mekadesh Ve'kula. How does it mean? Imagine you come to a chuppah and there is a man and there is 10 kalas. And the Rav says there's a ring. Does the ring have 10 Shove Prutas? Yes. And the 10 kalas, point one, you receive it for all of us. And she takes the ring for as a representative of 10 of them, and he says, "Have aten kulchem mekudesh esli betabah azu kadas Moshe v'Yisrael," and you give it, and at one chick you have 10 Asher fish. Mazel tov. That's enough. The same edim, the same money, make 10 wives. Okay, but that's only one half of the wedding. That's for the chosen part. The chosen could be mekadosh as many wives he wants, as long as everyone is shavatruta. But the condition is not enough on one side. There's a partner. There's a kalash position. What is the kalash participating? The kalash is totally passive. What does she do? All she does, she gives herself over to her husband privately. She denies the whole world from her. And she unites herself, she's miyachad herself with her husband, the cheder ha-yichud. That's the share of the kala. In other words, when a kala does not 100% submissive to the chosen, it's not the kala. After the chuppah is the act of the chosen, then I'm the kala, the kala. But after the chuppah, the cheder ha-yichud, where the kala is miskadeshes to the chosen, that she accepts and she dedicates and devotes her entirety only to you and to nobody else. It's only me and you and me, the cheder ha-yichud. And she is the one who completes the kedushin by her act, by giving her total self over to Hashem, to the chosen. And I'm not asking. In the chuppah you could have 10 kalas. In the cheder ha-yichud you could only have one kala at a time. And every kala must have their own edim, very individualistic. There cannot be any jealousy in a cheder yichud because there's nobody there, only you and your chosen, the chosen and you. If there's somebody else there, that's not a yichud. You have not been discouraged to your husband. The message to us is as follows: Kodesh Baruch Hu was mekadesh us in Har Sinai. There were 600,000 neshamas, everyone sitting here. We were miskadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are Am Hashem, you belong to the Jewish nation. You're born in Matam, you're children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Hashem says, Atem tiyuli mamleches kahanim yagoy kodosh. You're going to be for me, my nation, a holy nation. We all became miskadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad HaChosn. When is the cheder ha-yichud? When you lay on your bed sick, when you're lonely, there's nobody there, Nobody understands your pain. Total in isolation. No father, no mother, no world around you. You can't express to anyone your feelings because nobody will understand you. Nobody ever will believe you. And the only one you have is Hashem. And you talk only to Hashem. That's the yichud, your personal yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 3,300 years ago, Hashem was mekadosh us as bonim. But the higher level, b'nei b'chayri, you're the only one. It's only when you have the total privacy, when you're in total isolation, when you haven't got to who to talk, you haven't got to who to express, because people may look down at you, they may be judgmental on you, they can't understand you, you're getting depressed. The Yvotzer Yankov Levado, in the middle of the night, totally endangered, he may lose his wife and children by Esav, and he remains totally alone. The only one who could see you, the only one who could really look at you, is Hashem. And when the Yosef Yankov Levado, when the Jew is alone, feels so lonely, the Medrash says is opposed to the Nizgav Hashem Levado, Hashem is also very lonely. There's a lonely Hashem out there who wants his color, who is totally submissive to him, totally dedicated and devoted to him, who doesn't care about anything. And how do you express it? How do you appreciate? How do you express your yichud with Hashem? When you say Hashem under that circumstances, when there's nobody there, only Hashem, Hashem, I love you. For what? For this opportunity to be alone with you. When the person is in Yisurim, but a person cannot find a shidduch and goes by years of feeling a nebi, being lonely, and you behave as a dignified girl with sneers because you're with Hashem. Or when a person is cannot get out of a shidduch, he's been tortured in Sholem Bayit, and he hasn't got the mood to cry because his spouse does not understand you, maybe abuse you, and you're stuck. But you say, I'm not stuck. Nobody's abusing me. And if there is an abuse, there's Hashem. And if Hashem allows me to be abused, means he's the abuser. He wants my attention. I'm accepting him. Nobody's getting sick because only when Hashem makes the person sick. Nobody could be abused. Only when Hashem is the one who's abusing. Nobody could hurt you. Nobody could step on you. And imami b'mon ha-shalei m'shavoyin izborach shemo hu bore umami l'chol ha-briuim v'hu levado oso v'oise v'yase l'chol ha-masim. You want a proof? Omech Hashem alekecho, I'm your single God, you magni v'choyri. The entire world revolves around you. Hashem is focused only on you. How do you prove it? When you always point your finger at Hashem, at nobody else. You're never angry at anyone. You don't hate your mother-in-law and your in-laws and your spouses and your neighbors and your parents, but they abused me, they hurted me. Nobody could abuse you. If you were abused, Hashem did it. Point at Hashem. You believe that you singled out as my single child, and that's what Hashem wants, your attention. If you don't get the message first, you get it second and third. It's wake up call. And the sooner we wake up, less Hashem has to dig and tease us. If you get up early, if you get the messages immediately, you could save a lot of tzatzas, lo tzatzas. Most of our souls could have been saved if you get the message right in the beginning. Hashem wants our personal attention. And we fail to give it to Him. And then Hashem says, I have to give it more, deeper and deeper. And this is actually the challenge of this generation. Chokhme enkan, aber zikne yeshkan. I'm not that smart. I have no wisdom. One thing I do have experience. I've traveled the world, I deal for many years with individuals, with personal tragedies, with all types of tragedies, with all types of, and you see that Hashem loves every individual, He shakes every individual. We like to dissolve, we like to integrate. We don't want to be individualistic, but we are. And many times when a person sits across from me, and I heard the history of the person, and a person lays down a history, but does Hashem know what he's doing? Does he exist? Why does he shake me? Why does he hate me? Why does he punish me? And I say, that is the opposite. Why are you so important? Why are you going through what Avraham Avinu went through, 10 tests? Why did Hashem test at Avraham Avinu 10 tests? Why was Sodom made a test the same way? Why did Yaakov Avinu went through what he went through, especially with Dino and the childlessness with Lavan? The pain. He was a broken old man, sad, giddle, bonim. Because he's Yaakov Avinu. He got his personal attention from Hashem. And when I say an individual, should it be a man and a woman? Totally innocent. Totally helpless and not at fault. But born into a situation of an abusive family, of split parents, of tragedy, of upbringing, of application, relocation, uprootedness, of falling into cults and falling into all difficult of details, addictions. And a person at the age of 20, 25, and 30 could be already a total mess. That our grandfathers and grandmothers in 100 years they didn't accumulate so much pain and so much experience, but today a young person at the age of 20 could go through. And I ask him, why? Is Hashem neglecting that individual? Or the opposite? Hashem says, I trust you. You're going to find me and you're going to connect to me. And the deeper the pain is, the more the pain is not understood, the more the isolation is there. But when you find me and you accept yourself and you connect to me, it's a being another act. That's a Kesher Shel Kayoma. This is this generation's challenge. The Bni Bechoyri Yisrael, the individuals which you have to prove our personal relationship with Hashem. It has been mentioned in the Rabbos and Rebbe before, the Haftar Re'afa Komorcha Zekar Gomu Betoyro. Actually, we are in the days of Sfira, we just counted tonight, 21 days of Sfira. We counted 33 weeks, only 4 weeks down to the countdown to Anoich Hashem Elokecha together into the Cheder of Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzias Mitzrayim was a Am, we became a nation of Hashem. But Mamat Har Sinai was a Yichud, Anoich Hashem Elokecha, I'm your individual Hashem. Our preparation is the Sefatim Lochem. You should become accountable. Count for yourself. And you realize if you don't account for yourself, Hashem is losing a color. Hashem lost the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim. A whole family. A whole world has been lost if you become unaccountable. Sfatim Lachem. And therefore the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva who refused to recognize their individuality. The Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva which all melted into a family. There was no zeh, there was no zeh. Shaloi na'agu kovet zeh in zeh. That's a word of the Shem Mishmur of the Sachachav. Why they were disrespectful? Not because they really were disrespectful, but they were disrespectful, they didn't recognize their individuality. And the reason is because they were in the light of Rebbe Kiva and the awe of Rebbe Kiva that I do not find my light. A Jew is a neshama, a neshama is a candle, Neir Hashem Nishmas Adam. It take a candle in the sun bright light, doesn't mean anything. Nobody looks at you as a candle, when there is a sun shining at you. But when there is total darkness, how appreciative is a candle? How appreciative is a little spark that you find light and direction? Next to the Akiva. The Talmidim failed to recognize the Zeh, the individuality, the Bnei Bechoyri. So if you don't respect yourself, of course you can't respect somebody else. As it was before Matan Torah, before we heard the individual call, Eloich Hashem Elokecha, we heard that we are family, we prepared. V'yichan Shom Yisrael Keneged Ahor. We merged into one personality. There was no Zeh, there was no Zeh. Before Matan Torah, before the Cheder HaYichud, we were one family. There's no me, there's no you, it's us. There's no Zeh, there's no Zeh. But there's a Moshe Rabbeinu. which is life. It's overtaking us totally. We extinguish all our nerot, all our single candles, merge into one avukah, to one big flame. That's representative Shirin Bayechoy, the Madurot, we all merge into one. That's a preparation to Kabbalah Satayra. That's the Chuppah. By the Chuppah, we all accept the ring together. There are the 600,000 colors, everyone a spark, and we receive equally the Torah. We all one. But preparing to the Cheder HaYichud, where we're getting in with Hashem privately, that's Rav Akiva. There's supposed to be darkness, Asfara Ruge Malchus, and people being tortured to death. They put Rav Akiva to death, so as the son of Masreka Shalbanzel, when they come, they stripped his flesh with piece by piece, and nobody understood this is what he deserves. And under that circumstance, it is such a darkness, there must be a Zayah. Why does Hashem give you this? Hashem wants your attention. And the Sfira Sa'omah, when you're supposed to become accountable, the Talmidim of Rav Akiva should not learn the light of Rav Akiva. They should discover their own personal light. Shinahadu kovet zeh bezeh, that you are somebody, you're the color of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If not, Hashem would not allow you to get into this darkness. And that's exactly how Rav Akiva is titled in the Gemara. Odom Echot Yesh, there's a single one man, Sha'osir Lios B'Safka Vadoiris, which is going to be in the end of the generations. This means the generation before Mashiach's coming in the sufferings. V'Akiva Ben Yosef Shemoy, in his name is Akiva, the son of Yosef. Not Rav Akiva, and the Yosef, who was Yosef? It was a convert, no Yichus. But that Akiva, that one single man, in the end of the dark generations, he considered himself, I'm nothing more than a cut, a pinpoint. We open up the Sefer Torah, Yisrael is the Rosh HaTevis, yes, Shishim Ribo, Oyser, Sefer Torah, 600,000 letters of Torah. To become a holy Sefer Torah, you need 600,000 letters. To become a holy nation, Atem Tim, Amlechus, Kanavim, by Kodosh, Hashem says, I need 600,000 Jews. Every Jew is a letter. And Rav Akiva says, I'm a letter in Klal Yisrael. Who am I? What important letter? I'm a kotz. I'm a pinpoint of a yud. The smallest note which could be noticed in a Torah. But I'll call kotz a kotz knowing how little I am. He dashes teeming shall mountains of halachas. Rav Akiva recognizes individuality because he was Akiva ben Yosef. He was a nobody. He was a child of a convert. Himself was an Amoris. Himself had nothing to himself except one thing he knew. I'm a child of Hashem. I'm the Bechor of Hashem. Hashem hasn't got any other Bechor. It's me. Let me tell you what the Bechor is. Why do we have such a lofty Bechor? Rafut Mitzal said, why the month of Nisan is called Chodesh HaOviv, the month of Oviv? So he said, it's a Tata Chodesh. Kodesh Baruch Hu became a tati because we became children. We made a Kodesh Baruch Hu a tati. They say, Avinu, who made a Kodesh Baruch Hu a tati? Avraham Avinu made a Kodesh Baruch Hu a tati. He recognized him a child of Hashem. If you recognize me a child, you make Hashem daddy. Now, Bomid, there's many children. The first, who made the daddy? The first child, the Bechor. The second, already father was a father before that too. So he had the other child. You know what B'nei Bechor Yisrael Yisrael Rav Akiva recognized? Hashem. The daddy which I give you, nobody ever gave you. I make you the first time daddy. My individuality is making you daddy. I'm your Bechor. That's my eldest one. The appreciation of your single individuality. How do you know single? Don't you see your single task? Look what you're going through. Hundreds of years ago, when you were born in a shtetl, programmed, rubber stamped, custom designed, you had everyone around you, your family, your rebellion, your surroundings, no challenges, yet challenged from the going, malchias, kingdoms, isms. But one to one, you were never attacked. Today you could be in the same wonderful family and open up the internet. One to none, you're being poisoned. There's no malchias anymore. There's today Shiva Amin, today's a Melchemis Hashem Ba'amolek, let's say Chai Kholish, should be trusted to, you can't convert them, don't accept them, don't have nothing to kill them. Why? Because one little child the other end of the world, maybe in Oklahoma, they kill you and poison you. It's a one-to-one attack. You don't need Stalin's. You don't need Hitler's. We're nothing attacked anymore globally, as children, as nations. You could sing in Shlomi in a Kodesh, you could be surrounded with the best of Torah, and you could be singularly poisoned, one by one. If you're connected to the internet, you're connected to the media, if you don't recognize your individuality, as the Melchemet Hashem Bamolek, a Mitzri, a Babli, a Parsi, you're allowed to convert and marry. They were never individual enemies of us, because our suffering, you can't not leave anyone. Today we're living in it's surrounded not by nations, he's surrounded by simple innocent advertisements, radio shows, rap music, simple tapes of a God kills you, poisons your neshama, and we lose our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is our challenge of today. We don't challenge Hitler, social, not even Zionism anymore. And this is a total new world. That is the challenge of this generation. The individual Hashem set up a whole system just to zero in on you and to burn up your neshama. And we know how terrible it is. I will not share your details. I've seen such a tragedies beyond capable of helping, how people got totally addicted. From the beautiful, most nicest families, one of the spouses abandoning the spouse with children, families, as nothing more than an addict, because they became connected to the internet, to the wrong influence. How do we dare take that into our homes? How do we dare have it, even when we need it for business? How dangerous that is. How dangerous that is. Now, we know the story, and with that I'm going to conclude. The Gentile who came to convert came to Hillel, and he told him, Lamdeini kol ha-tori kula regel echad. Can you teach me the entire Torah while I'm standing on 1 foot? Don't give me long seminars, long lectures. On one nutshell, what is the specialty of the Jewish people which no Goy could reach? Now I claim when this Goy came to Hillel and Hillel gave him attention and he gave it to him, all to Shama pushed him off. I claim he could have been the best Goy, could be Noach the Tzaddik himself. The Goy who totally respects Hashem, a Tzaddik as the Rambam says, a Tzaddik told me, and he was, he is not satisfied. He wants to have a taste of a Jew. He says, I'm keeping everything. I'm clothed, I'm holy, I love Hashem, whatever he does. But tell me, Regel Echad, what is the difference between me and you as Jews? And he told him to him. What is it? He told him actually, the Samnelach Lechavrach Lesabit, which is hated to be done to you, to your friend. He actually told him, the after Achukomoichos, the Klal Gol Betoida, which will be Kibet Tichtas. Love your fellow man as you love yourself. Once the Klal gone, what was the revelation of Rabbi Akiva? It was his revelation that Rabbi Akiva was a disciple of Rabbi Elazar HaGadol, of the greatest rabbis. But Rabbi Akiva came up with an insight which is all previous rabbis, including Moshe Rabbeinu, had not had the insight. The Gemara Menachos says that. Perhaps the after Kumoicho, the mitzvah which was just mentioned, love your fellow man as you love yourself, the Klal Gol is a great principle in the Torah. What is the Klal Gol which Rabbi Akiva discovered? Kumoicho, as you are, Chayecho Kovlin, your life comes first. You can never appreciate the other Jew more than you appreciate yourself. If you fail to recognize the B'ni B'choyri, that I am you B'chor, you single Jew, you fail to recognize that, you can never look any other Jew as B'ni B'choyri. But if you took your life and you promoted yourself, I'm Hashem's single B'chor, the firstborn, I made you daddy, and you appreciate the fact that you have the privilege to do that, how can you ever belittle any other Jew? I, Rav Akiva, which my father is a convert, I was a Ma'oris to the age of 40, but I never lost that individual connection to Hashem. I'm a part of Hashem. Hashem is one. I am one. I'm one with you. This is a Hafter Yachu Kumoicho, Chayecho Kodmi, Lifetime says, Rav Shimon Shkof. That was the revelation of Rav Akiva. And that could only Rav Akiva could say that. Moshe Rabbeinu, if he would say that Kumoicho, Chayecho Kodmi, of course, you Moshe Rabbeinu, you're lucky. You're child of Amram. In the Shomer comes to Nishmet from the Oilam Asimus. You're great, you're a Kutoyv. But you know who I am? Reb Lezer Agol, the greatest disciple, Achasam Sefer, Avin Legoen, Abal Shem Tov. Of course they are great, there's a Kamoicha Chayecha Kod, but who am I? The Bekiva teaches this to me. The Bekiva is the twin of Avram Avinu, a child of Terach, Oyved Avoy Dezoro. Living in a world which the world is all united against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, discovering his own individual greatness, Echot Foy Avram. He's discovering his individuality, I'm Yubachot. And Rav Akiva, when came into the era of Moisa Mashiach, of the darkness, of Asura Rugam Malchus, of sufferings, Rav Akiva says, let's take advantage of the darkness. Our light and the Shema going to shine and give direction and light in the darkness. When Hashem puts the darkness on, your individual light comes up. This is our time today. So he was the one who discovered the Kumoichu, the I. No matter how little I am, no matter what my past is, no matter what I've done in my life, but I'm still a child of Hashem, the only one child. Hayecho Kodmi, this Rafter Yachon, I'm going to love every other Jew, because nobody's lower than you. And if you're the Bechor of Hashem, everyone is a Bechor of Hashem. Hashem loves every individual child equally. Hashem is a Yichud with every single individual Jew. So, Hillel tells to the Goy, I will become Jewish. What is the specialty of Jews, which I cannot connect? He says, you could be an Eved, maybe a servant of Hashem. You could do mitzvahs. You could become a convert. A mediocre convert, taking up mitzvahs, come Am Hashem, boni matar Hashem alakechem. But you want to know a regular echot, what is the entire ultimate goal? It's all the after after kumachos and klampos b'seder. Now with that I'm going to conclude. That's a punchline which I would like to leave this audience with. There's a beautiful Rasha of the Gemara on this Gemara in Shabbos verse Daf Lamed Aleph. He told them the son in law, what is done to you, but it's hated on you, the chavrech, to your friend, lo yisaseh dondu. In other words, treat your friend as you would like to be treated. Anything which you don't want to be done to you, don't do it to your friend. Zot Rashi, who is your friend? Ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your friend. It's a posting in Mishlei. Reyacho v'reya ovicho al tazot. Your friend, your lover, Hashem. And the lover and friend of your ancestors, don't abandon him. Pay attention to him. Riyako means Hashem took Trashi. And Rashi concludes, Keshem Shesonu Loch, just as it's hated on you that you don't like and it's being done to you what you don't like, be aware it's hated on Hashem. Just like you have sensitivity and you don't want to be hurt. Remember, Hashem has with you a very personal relationship. Hashem has sensitivity with you. Don't offend him. Don't cause pain to him. Make him happy. Do you believe you could make me happy, Tzok Hashem? Do you believe you could make me cry? When you cry to yourself, you get depressed, you're going into your world, you're going into your foxhole, you feel totally lost and forlorn, because you feel Hashem is not on your side. Hashem, you abandoned me? Why did I put you there? You know, you should find I'm also lonely. Pay attention to me. In other words, what is Judaism? What is the Neich Hashem Elokecho, you single God? That we're married to Hashem, we have a relationship with Hashem, and Hashem is, you have to consider Hashem is a personality that you relate with. You could live with Him for 24 hours a day. You could cry to Him and sing to Him and pray to Him and never abandon Him. Reyacho, Reyavicho, Altazot. That is Yiddishkeit. That's the Klal Gadol B'Torah. The Klal Gadol of the Kiva's principle was, this is just Hashem created relationship man to man, and we know how important that is. You know how lonely we feel when a person cannot connect and have a good relationship with somebody. How important a good relationship is. As important is the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem looks for your personal attention. Hashem wants your love. Before we make a statement every morning and every night, Shema Yisrael, understand you, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God, plurally. But remember, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, and I am one, and I'm connected to the one. And Rav Akiva always called himself one. Adam Echad Yesh. There's one man who calls himself one. There's nobody like me. Akiva ben Yosef Shemo. And he died with the word Shema Yisrael Kershem Echad. And the voice of heaven came at Ashrecha Rav Akiva Shiyotu Nishmosa the Echad. You reunite it, you reunite connected to Hashem with oneness. You never allowed anyone to interfere between me and you and you and me. If you would be zoicha, if you would take the advice the way the Tanya Zok Pshat Bochavta Bochayim, let's make the one connection with Hashem on the pleasurous way. Every time when there's a nice, pleasurous, smooth ride, and we don't forget with the oneness of Hashem, we get drunk with the oneness with Hashem, Hashem will not have to bring on the mother, the negative attention. But we are weak. Shemamta of Yisro Kesiso. When things are good, when things are smooth, we love Hashem, make appointments with Hashem. Shachris, Milcha, Shabbos, make appointments with Hashem. It's not a 24-hour relationship. So Hashem says, I miss you, I never want to forget about you, I want 24 hours relationship. And if you don't do it in a positive time, and I give it to you, b'chayim, you're going to do it with mother. When you lay on a sick bed, when you have problems to cope with life, and if you don't connect to Hashem, then you're totally lost. And then Hashem says, isn't that a pity? I could have had this connection in a chayim, in a live way. Why did you take him that way? V'havta re'acho k'moicho means, re'acho means Hashem, re'acho means the strength, re'acho means you. It's all one. Tutsha v'richa reis is all one. I'm going to conclude. In today's age, we have to find our personal connection to Hashem. And that cannot be done just by putting Yiddishkeit on a cruise control and travel. You know, I belong here, I belong there, we do this, we do that, everyone has this label, I mean that, this mean that, it's not going to go. Because our suffering is not on a cruise control. Everyone has it very individualistic. Hashem pinches us individually. And nobody could share it with anyone. So we have to connect to Hashem. How do we do it? Only by thinking, only by learning. And this is what we're doing for Hashem seminars for Frum people. All the Hashem, this Shabbos we're having in Zichron Yaakov in Hebrew, which is, I think, practically full already. The Hashem, the Shabbos after Shavuot, we're going to have English speaking seminar, me and Abba Pinker Shlita. So I think some brochures are here. What is the message of the seminar? To introduce you to you. That's all. We don't have to introduce Hashem to you. You know Hashem. You know Torah. It's not Musar. We have 3,300 years of education about Hashem. We have 3,300 education about Torah. Everyone speaks about Hashem. Everyone speaks about Torah. Nobody speaks about you. You as an individual. How important are you, B'nei B'chayei Yisrael? And the whole seminar is focused around Yisrael, the greatness of the you. And when you discover the you make the connection, Hashem, and we go home with Simcha v'Tavlevav, u'b'chavta v'chayim, you're becoming a live Jew, a happy, bubbling Jew. We could save a lot of the mothers. Mothers is when Hashem has no choice. If you not choose in a live way to make the uniform with Hashem, Hashem will have to bring the difficult ways. And certain difficult ways, it has to be Sefer Ramchal, it's the Kunim of Gilgulim, of past lives. But many, many hardships is self-imposed because we don't make a proper wake-up call. Hashem should help. By doing chesed with people in the fuller supporting systems like that. But I must say something. If a person cannot give encouraging words for a fellow person who is in a desperate situation, it is in a mental situation, a depressive situation, or physical illness situation, whatever that is. Some of us, we just don't know what to talk. I don't know how to speak to people. Some people say, you need special training. He says, yes, you need training, how to speak to yourself. If you don't know how to speak to yourself, how can you speak to somebody else? And that's for himself we need some enough to know how to comfort ourselves. By the way, you're also Jewish, you know? Havisah doesn't understand all men. You have to love yourself too. You have to comfort yourself too. You have to know how to talk to yourself 24 hours a day. I claim, and by that I'm concluding, that every Jew is ordered by Hashem to be a top-notch psychologist. There was no psychology till 100 years ago. Till Freud, you made me sugar the world, they were right. Because every Jew was a psychologist. Every Jew has to be a trained top-notch psychologist, and every psychologist has to be assigned one patient, and you have to be available for the patient on call 24 hours in the morning when he calls on you, middle of the night, whenever that is. And whenever he calls on you, you have to talk to this patient, and you're getting paid not by Tuach Leumi, and not by welfare, and not by insurance companies, you're getting paid by Hashem for every second that you speak to your patient. Now, who is the psychologist that you pray, that you learn about yourself? Who is your patient? That your heart, your moods, your down, get it on the left side, on the right side. So if you trained, you became a top-notch PhD psychologist, you put a sign up and nobody knocks on your door, you will be devastated. If you've been knocked on the door, you get an appointment for every hour, and you get paid a fat check for every hour, you're very fortunate. Become a good psychologist. I mentioned there's a patient waiting for you. He's knocking on your door almost every hour. Needs a job. Needs something to be told. Talk to your patient. And Hashem loves that patient. That's your heart. That's the life Jew. What is the content of psychology? No mesechta sovis well. Appreciate what Chazal tell us. Ezo isha samea b'chelchoi, ezo gibra koivish es yitzra. Take it literally. You want to be, if you learn meral, on the service derechayim, you become a PhD psychologist. And that is needed today. Hashem should help that we should get into learning Torah. We should respect ourselves. Shina hagu kovet zeh, there's a zeh in you, have a zeh meshuvach. Remember you are b'chor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you're going to rejuvenate ourselves, reconnect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's going to give us simcha v'tov levav. And with that, we have to say, we're going to be able to say, to the Kabul Torah, this Matan Torah, the Shleimus, God be Mekarech, Mashiach, the Kenish, shall there be a refuah, Shleimah, the Kol, Choyle, Amo, Yisroel, the Mehera, the Yomeinu.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.